I'm Marie Williams from Newtown AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Webber and Jonah.
It's the JD Cymru Premier League podcast. Well, we've had a week of wind and a week of Welsh Cup action. So back to the league bread and butter. But I've got to say, Jonah, I wonder if some of those results we saw in the Welsh Cup this weekend might act as a confidence boost or a confidence denter to the key players in the league as we head to the final throw. So I'm thinking Connors Key Nomads out of the Welsh Cup. Will that bring them down a bit? TNS pumping six past Newtown, will that raise them even further?
Confidence-wise, I suppose it'll happen. One team, it might dent another team's confidence. It could, but look, it's all about, I think, for especially now, for the Nomads, it's all about the league. You know, now they've done fantastic to go 4 points clear of the top of this league. This is seven to go now, Mac, I think, in it. And just got to deal with the pressure now. You know, this game, for me, for their next game, this game at Bala this time, it's bigger than last week's Cup game. I think it is. Because if they were to win this, and this is like, this, don't forget, could put Bala back in the title race if they were to win. They're only 3 points behind TNS. So, you know, it's like you said, what would last week's effect of the Cup have? I just think the Nomads will just put it to bed now. They've won the League Cup. They got to get on with their league challenging. And I just think the TNS, the result will no doubt boost their confidence, because they thumped Newtown. But they got a tough game as well against Barry. But I just think it's game back on, Mac. The Cup's put to bed now. The Cup's put to bed until the semi-finals. And the league championship carries on in the way, you know, the title race is on again this Saturday, this Friday night.
And the Nomads, of course, are playing Bala, and staying with the Cup theme, if you like, Bala weren't involved in the Cup. They've had a week off. They got the fresher legs.
Could be, yeah, Mark, you could be right. You know, they've had 2 weeks to concentrate on this now. They've had 2 weeks to concentrate on it. It's, they'll be ready to go. They know that Colin Caton will know that they got to beat the Nomads. If they beat the Nomads on Friday night, they are back in a title race. If they were to win all seven games, now say they got seven left, if they were to win all seven games, Bala, even from here, they wouldn't be far away from winning it. So, you know, that's their changing room will still be positive of a chance of, you know, coming to try and win the league. Second, you know, anything could happen at the moment. You just got to put that run together. I think it's key to them, you know, Venables, Jones and Robles, they keep scoring, they keep doing what they've done all season. And the first thing, Bala, if you're going to win the title from here on in, or get involved, got to win all your home games. And this is the first one. This is a massive, biggest game of the season. For this game, sounds crazy. How could we say that this game, 2 weeks later, is bigger for Connors Key than it was 2 weeks ago in defeating TNS? But it is, because it's all about the running now for Bala and Connors Key.
And look, whilst Bala may be looking at possibly, if we win, we might get higher, they've got people chasing their tail as well. Barry are not out of a running for that third space, and they play TNS this weekend.
Gavin's got to go to TNS and try and, you know, nick the away win. Point would be brilliant, of course, because anybody who gets a point at TNS is always a fantastic point. But he got experienced players now. He got he's brought in David Cottrell, who had good experience for big games. You know, the likes of McLagan, the likes of Mikey Lewis, the likes of Chris Ewan. You know, they've been around the league now. They've been around and they're used to big games. So I wouldn't put it beyond Barry to go and, you know, put their finger in the pie and get a win at TNS. But saying that, Scott Roscoe said, we will win every game. So they got to win every game if they're going to claim the title. It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant at the moment.
And Caernarfon got their first home win under the Huey era. Got it in the Cup. Time to get it in the league now, they'll probably think. They face Newtown, who I'm sure, after what happens, Chris Hughes will want a response. and will want to show that they're not just going to be knockovers for everybody between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, they did put in a good performance. It's funny, I spoke to Hughie this morning, and he said they were not, himself and Sean, they were not ecstatic at half-time when they were 1-0 ahead, but they seemed to take their chance when Naeem Hassan got sent off. They did then really have a go, and you know, they passed the ball around, and they looked a good side, always had a good side going forward, very good team going forward. So, you know, they'll want a league win, because the performance in the cup now, they'll want a league win to push up and try and get a home draw when the Europa League placings come around. Newtown, if you look at Hughie's Newtown, 35 points each, the same as Carnarvon. It was a bad defeat in a cup, course it was, but the last time they played in the league, they beat TNS, and that's what they're all about. I think this game is all about fighting for fifth or sixth place. So, you know, they'll both want the home draw in, if they can, in the playoffs. So that's how important it is between these two teams.
Well, still to come, we'll have a look at the other six teams. Some interesting games, of course, in that mix coming up. But first, it's been an interesting couple of weeks in terms of the weather affecting fixtures up and down the land. A big thank you to everybody who played their part and tried to make things go on and tried their best. Gwyn Derfel, the league secretary, with us now. Gwyn, you'd echo my thoughts there, wouldn't you? Everybody tried their best to get the games on. So all credit to everybody who pulled their weight to try and get a game on or off in the past few weeks.
Oh, very much so, Mark. We've got to pay tribute to the groundsmen who obviously have to deal with grass pitches. We're lucky in the Cymru Premier that we've got numerous synthetic pitches, but I do sympathise greatly with all clubs at all levels in the Welsh domestic pyramid system who've really worked hard to do their utmost to keep the programme moving.
So we did have a few games called off. What's the latest on the rearranged fixtures?
Well, it's been published that Carmarthen Town against Cardiff Met, that's going to be played on the last day of this month, on the Tuesday. And the two postponed games, which are over 100 miles, which are Newtown against Barry and Cemdruid against Penabont, we've decided to schedule both of those games on the 4th of April, which is a Saturday, the only remaining free Saturday, so that we avoid any unnecessary travelling.
And before you go, another crisis that's certainly hitting the headlines and is affecting sport around the world. We wonder what might happen in Wales at the coronavirus. We've seen games obviously called off or played behind closed doors in many countries around the world as the virus seems to spread. What's the latest thinking on how coronavirus could affect our league?
Yeah, Sean Connolly, who's our head of medical services at the Football Association of Wales, he's been in regular contact with Public Health Wales. And actually what we've done in the last few hours, actually, Mark, is we've actually sent the advice regarding symptoms, regarding general information and prevention. If people are worried that they have got coronavirus, what to do. So we have shared that information with the clubs. But at the moment, the advice that we've been given by Public Health Wales is to carry on as normal. So we have to be vigilant. The information and the advice we're being given is that we just have to continue as we are at the moment.
So every week is increasingly interesting in the league where the other six teams reside at the moment, either playing for a playoff place or playing to stay in the league. In Aberystwyth's case, perhaps, still a danger they could be in either one of those mixes, but we'll come back to that in a second. Let's talk about Penabont playing Cardiff Met this weekend. Cardiff Met will absolutely be buoyed by their Welsh Cup achievement. They will want to get 3 points in the bag to really cement their position in the possible of playoffs. But Penabont will have other ideas, and Penabont now need to start getting results to sort of mirror the performances that they've put in.
I think they've had a couple of good games this season. I know he's been happy with the way, you know, against Met usually look after the ball well and usually win their stats battle and stuff like that with their possession. But I think Penabont they perform well against the Met this year. They just haven't taken as many points as he would have wanted to, and that's what it's all about now. I mean, they had a great win, Penabont. They 1-0 the last win at Aber. Lewis Allen, I mean, he's been a good signer, hasn't he, since the transfer window, leaving Carmarthen. How big could that transfer be? Left Carmarthen, he scored two key goals so far for Penabont. So, you know, they're on 18 points, the same as Carmarthen. and they play the Met. The Met, brilliant cup win for them. It's what we've said all along about them. They have a chance. They always have a chance of winning one-off games. But they got to stay clear of Kevin Druids. They're 1 point clear at the moment. And so these games are vital. The Druids are at home to Abba and the Met away to Pennebont. And there's only a point difference in them. The race is on, but I think it's between these two. I think it's between these two, unless Abba go to the Druids and get a win and Pennebont defeat Met, then it might be back in. But Abba are 8 points off at the moment, so I think it'll be between the Met and the Druids, and what a battle it looks for seventh place.
So I did mention Aberystwyth, my favourite. I did mention Aberystwyth, Jonah. I always like to talk about them as being a Jekyll and Hyde team. They need to beat the Druids, really, this week if they do want to either push on for that playoff challenge or, more importantly, I suppose, put some distance between themselves and the relegation zone.
Yeah, well, I think it's either way, Mark. They won't want to be dragged in either way, will they? If they go to the Druids and get defeated, then Pennebont and Carmarthen win, then Pennebont and Carmarthen are only 5 points away. And with, you know, still 18 to play for after that, you just don't want to be dragged in either way. There's only one way Abba want to go, and that's towards seventh spot. They don't want nothing to do with the relegation. They, like I said, they've been a bit up and down, but there's promising signs there this season. For me, it looks like they're becoming more of a stabilised club again, and they got a bit more identity about them with Abba players as well. So, yeah, this is a massive game for them. I mean, Stuart Gellin, you know, he made a statement last week. Haven't seen much of Welsh football in the last, you know, in all his time in football. But he's in a fight already for. He got knocked out of the cup last week, but he's in a fight now for seventh or eighth place. So, you know, he'll see what could be. Who will he see from Abba on Friday night? Will he see Jekyll or will he see Hyde?
And last but not least, an ultimate 6-pointer for Carmarthen and Airbus.
They're still going to be playing and wanting, you know, were they to get 13 maybe out of 21, could definitely give them a chance. They're only four points away, so a win this weekend at Carmarthen. Don't forget, this is a massive game. This could almost sink them, because Carmarthen at home, like we said, they got 18 points. If they were to get the win at home Saturday, Christian O'Leary's team, that would put them 7 points clear. It's a tall order then. I think you'd have to win 5 out of 7 then. But they had a great 1-0 win versus the Druids. Carmarthen in their last game at home with a wonderful free kick from Elliot Scotcher. So, look, Christian O'Leary, it's been a tough start for him, I think, as a manager. He's a relatively new manager. And I think if he were to finish the season keeping Carmarthen in the league, you'd have to say what a smart job he's done. Steve O'Shaughnessy, stuck by most of his players last year from the Cymru North. They found it difficult, but he still believes he could stay up. So the race is definitely still on between the two, alongside Pennebont.
Well, that's your lot for another 7 days of JD Cymru Premier action. Enjoy the games this weekend. Keep up to date on the various social media channels. We'll be back in 7 days' time.